Hello, I'm Sergei Yegorov, a PhD student at the University of Toronto, Canada. My research focuses on a chronic infection with a parasitic worm, Schistosoma mansoni, that causes a condition called intestinal schistosomiasis. Here I'll talk briefly about why helminths are still a global health problem, how helminths interact with their host's immune system, and we'll touch upon my own research exploring the effects of chronic intestinal schistosomiasis on HIV susceptibility. Helminth infections are an important cause of morbidity globally. For example, the World Health Organization estimates that worldwide 2 billion people are infected with common soil-transmitted helminths, such as Ascaris or Trichoris, and another 200 million with Schistosoma worms. Helminth infections are still very common in the developing world, despite the fact that safe and effective medicines for their treatment have been available for quite a long time. There are multiple factors that contribute to sustained high prevalence of helminth infections, such as inadequate sanitation that can result from rapid population growth and development, insufficient knowledge about helminth transmission and ways to prevent it, paucity of drug prophylaxis for people as well as farm animals, which can be subsequently an important reservoir of intermediate helminth stages. And another important factor is disturbance of ecological balance, which often results in depletion of natural predators of the helminth's intermediate hosts. So how does the immune system respond to helminth infection? And how do helminths evade this immune response? Helminth infections can be acute or chronic. The early or acute infection during which the helminth establishes itself within the host and development of adult worms occurs tends to be clinically symptomatic. The immune response at this stage involves expansion of different immune cell subsets, such as the components of the innate response like mast cells and eosinophils, and the cells of the adaptive immune response, such as T helper cell subsets, Th1 and Th17 helper cells. This acute proliferation of immune cells is accompanied by immunoglobulin E production, leading to the death or partial neutralization of the worms. Typically, helminths will survive the host's initial pro-inflammatory immune response. Furthermore, helminths are able to dialogue with their host's immune systems by secreting molecules that resemble the host's own signaling machinery, such as cytokines and hormones. These helminth-secreted molecules act on a variety of immune cells, thus modulating their functions. Therefore, with time, the infection with helminth will gradually turn into asymptomatic chronic phase when the host's immune response against the helminth is downregulated through the host's own immune regulatory mechanisms. This chronic phase is associated with elevated numbers of T regulatory cells, high levels of regulatory cytokines IL-10 and TGF-beta, and alternatively activated macrophages. Very often, chronic helminth infections are asymptomatic, but in less frequent cases, helminth-infected individuals develop debilitating pathology. This happens when a host's immune response toward the parasite is highly pro-inflammatory and causes collateral damage to the host's own tissues. My PhD research focuses on a chronic infection with a blood fluke Schistosoma mansoni, or S. mansoni for short, endemic to many regions of sub-Saharan Africa. People acquire S. mansoni through contact with contaminated water, and the adult worms parasitize the blood vessels of the gut, causing chronic schistosomiasis, or schisto for short. Although that adult worms tend to be immune quiescent, they secrete myriads of immunogenic eggs that exit the host's body through the gut mucosa or form granulomas within the host's internal organs. We think that the gut inflammation resulting from S. mansoni may spread to other organs such as the genital tract, thereby increasing a person's susceptibility to infections acquired through the genital mucosa. Since schisto overlaps in many regions of Africa with HIV, we think that this helminth infection could contribute to increased HIV susceptibility in these regions. To study the effect of S. mansoni on HIV susceptibility, we conducted a clinical trial in the Lake Victoria region of Uganda. Although this region is endemic for S. mansoni, many people living there are unaware that they're infected. We studied the systemic and mucosal immune activation and HIV susceptibility of CD4 T cells of schistosomiasis-diagnosed patients before and after treatment of S. mansoni. Our preliminary results show that HIV entry into CD4 T cells is reduced following treatment of schisto. By conducting this study, we hope to better understand the relationship between a common helminth infection and inflammation, which could drive susceptibility to other infections, such as HIV, in regions with high disease burden. Thank you.